Here's a true story. After my divorce, I decided I wanted to work on myself, work on my health, be a better person. And I decided that I wanted to take up running. I could barely walk from my front door to my mailbox without running out of breath. So I found the app, C25K, downloaded the app, and began the journey. From couch to 5K, I signed up for my first 5K. I ran it, completed, super, super excited. I'm like, wow, I can do this. Went to the gym one day to train, and there was a table, and a young lady was asking, "Do you want to sign up for a race?" I was like, "Yes, I want to sign up for a race." And she was like, "Okay, it's a marathon." I'm like, "Yes, sign me up." I signed up for the race, and she said, "Do you know how far a marathon is?" I was like, "No, I have no idea." And she said, "26.2 miles." My mind was blown because I'm like, "Wait, that's possible? People actually run 26.2 miles?" And so, fast forward, I did eventually end up running my first marathon maybe 3 or 4 years later. The moral and the point of that story is mindset. Why would you? Or if you didn't believe you can achieve something, why would you try? If you're not aware of the possibilities, why would you even attempt to do it? So I always tell my clients, I always tell people that I come in contact with, financial freedom, financial wellness, wealth, it begins with a mindset. You first must believe that you can achieve something for your actions to line up. For you to get the results that you desire.
Bum, 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 bum. Well, thank you, and welcome to A Fresh Air Inspired Life, celebrating people who move with passion, purpose, and perseverance. I'm your host, Amanda Wise, and it is great to be here. So I officially met today's guest by appearing on her co-hosted podcast, and I was immediately captivated by her bubbling authenticity. Please welcome a mother and grandmother, author, speaker, personal finance expert and coach, world traveler, and bright and shining as her name, Sapphire Star. Hey, Sapphire.
Hey, Amanda. Oh my God, I'm so excited to be here to speak with you again on your platform and bubbly authenticity. Oh my God, I need a t-shirt. That's
Oh, yeah. You own it. I love
a
it.
great ad, like come through with the adjectives. I love it.
Oh, awesome. Well, I'm glad you're flattered. That's good.
I really am.
Nice. So, however you want to take on this journey of a question, where did you grow up and where do you live now?
Great question. Born and raised in Savannah, Georgia, Southern girl. And when people ask me that question, I'm always like, I'm a world citizen because of the journey that life has taken me on. Obviously, I started here in my hometown, which I always jokingly say Savannah is a country city. It's very country, very small town mindset. Most of us are in the mindset of Savannah, is it? It's like a microcosm of the world. And so you believe that everywhere is like here. And it wasn't until I had the courage to move at 32, believe it or not, I didn't leave home until 32, that I went from Savannah, Georgia to Atlanta to the entire world. And that was a 10-year journey that, believe it or not, has brought me full circle. And I moved back home. And it's been almost a year. April will be a year since I moved back home to Savannah, Georgia. So that's currently where I am because God has called me to come back to be a voice, to be a light, to shine, to show people that our story matters, our story empowers. And so I'm back home.
Wow, well, you certainly are those things. That's awesome. So, what did you learn about people by traveling the world?
Traveling really restored my faith in humanity.
Hmm.
Oftentimes, we're in a bubble, don't even realize it, because we're around what we know, what we're familiar with. And I say air quote no, because we're fed information, especially nowadays. We are constantly inundated with information from social media, from the television, media on the television. And you begin to think that that is it. When we have to remember that media sensationalized, news is no longer, in my opinion, what it used to be. They used to just tell the news and you come up to your own conclusion. And now I feel like news is more geared toward views, how people feel about, their opinion about something. And then it's sensationalized because obviously media, they make money through advertisement. And so you begin to believe the things, everything that you hear, you think, oh, that is it. And when I began traveling to different places, different countries, and experiencing different people and different things, I was like, wow, like I have gotten so much love and so much support from people, complete strangers. When I was in situations where I needed assistance, I've gotten love and support from complete strangers and not always even able to speak the language. And so traveling really, and I'm getting excited talking about it, it gives me chills. Traveling is therapy for me, but it definitely restored my faith in humanity. People I believe are good people. There are some things and not so good people out there, but overall, I feel honestly within my heart that everyone is doing their best.
Oh, that's awesome. And thank you for sharing that. So, what did you learn about yourself doing this?
Ooh. Trust the process. Because I have, even though I'm a free spirit, I do have, I'm a Gemini, so there's two sides. One side, very type A, analytical, structured, one, two, three, four. Step one, step two, step three, step four. The other side of that Gemini butterfly is a very social butterfly person, just free, do whatever comes to mind, don't even really think about things. But oftentimes, I try to suppress the free side of me. I try to say, no, we can't be both. You have to be either or. And so, what I discovered about myself in my journey of traveling is that no, number one, I'm the sum of all my parts. I can be 1000% who I am unapologetically. And if anyone has any issues with that, that's a them issue, it's not a me issue. But sometimes that type A personality does try to overrule the free spirit. And I try to make sure everything is planned a certain way. So it gives me control because control makes me feel safe. Like if I can control what's going on around me, it gives me a sense of security. I remember in 2023, I did a pilgrimage called the Camino de Santiago, Portuguese. The Camino de Santiago is this walk, and it's many ways to do the Camino. I did the Portuguese way. And so I walked, 172 miles over 2 weeks, and I walked from Portugal to Spain. Before I embarked on this journey, in my mind, I was like, okay, I have my guide, I pack my bags, I have my checklist. Everything mapped out. I know the hostel where I'm going to stay. I'm ready. Needless to say, there were some things that did not go according to plan. Like my credit card just would not work. They pretty much shut credit card down, even though I put the travel notification on there. They weren't expecting me to be gone as long because I was gone longer than a typical vacation. I was gone for like 2 months. But the beginning of my Camino, I had no cash, no credit card, and I was walking with a backpack and I didn't have any way to get money into you. It wasn't my credit card, I'm sorry, it was my ATM. And most of the hostels and the albergues that you stay in, they only take cash. I was devastated. However, I just had to learn to trust the process. And again, it comes back to restoring my faith in humanity. There were complete strangers when I got to the albergue, and I was like, I don't have any money. And imagine how humbling that had to be to say, I don't have the money now because I'm trying to work with the bank and trying to get a car. And they were trying to send the car. They were like, yeah, we'll send your new car to your house. I'm not home. And it was a challenge, but people were like, we got you. People were paying. So for 2 days, I didn't have the ability to get cash. Eventually, it was worked out. But for 2 days, I'm walking in a foreign country with just the backpack on my back and the generosity of strangers to help me. But again, that taught me that you can't control everything. And you have to also be open to the things that do happen because those things can be the very things that shape us into who we become. Things are not always going to go as expected, but that's not always a bad thing because when you stretch yourself beyond your limits, you really discover what you're truly are made of. But unless you're tested, how will you ever know these things that we're always doing, personal development and self-care and all these things, but how will we really know how effective these things are if we're not tested?
I love that point. That is such a great point, and thanks for sharing that awesome story. Just you in a backpack and the
Being back.
generosity of others. Wow. So there's just so many things that fascinate me about you, but honestly, you are a mom at a very early teenager. What did you learn from that experience, and how does it shape your life now?
Was so interesting at the time, and I guess this goes back to ignorance is bliss. I was 13 when I got pregnant, and I really didn't understand what that meant. Like, obviously, I have 14 sisters and brothers, and so I grew up in a house with there was always kids around, I was always babysitting, so I knew what it meant. Like, I see my sisters, their moms, I'm like, okay. But I really didn't fully understand the impact of being pregnant at 13. Went to the clinic, they said, you're pregnant. I was like, okay. My mom asked me if I wanted an abortion. And I didn't know really what an abortion was. But only thing I knew in that moment was an abortion was an immediate decision. Like I had to make it right then, versus 9 months later, there's a baby here. And so I was like, no, I don't want to go with door number one. I don't know what's
No.
down there. I'm going to go with door number two. But never in my mind did I think that, oh my God, my life is going to end. What am I going to do? How am I going to raise this baby? It never crossed my mind. It was like, okay, I got up the next day and I went to school. I carried myself on like a regular, I guess if you can call it, a regular teenager, which I love going outside. I love reading books. I love learning. So I continued to do those things. And I remember another story where I was walking down the street, wobbling down the street to catch a bus to go to my school, which was I was entering high school. And I wobbled on the bus. And as I sat on the bus, there was a young lady sitting directly across from me. And she stared at me for a while before she leaned over and whispered to her friend and said, look at her. She will never become anything in life. Now imagine hearing someone say that about you. I sat there and wondered first, is she talking to me? And then secondly, I thought, wow, I'm going to show her. That was my thought process. It was like, I'm going to show her and anyone else that doubts me that I can be whatever I want to be. So that moment became a catalyst. It became a driving force to show people, to prove people that I can be whatever I want it to be. And so 6 months later, I had my daughter, and then despite the naysayers, I graduated high school on time, top of my class, and all while working a job to care for my daughter. And then eventually I went on to college and graduated with 2 degrees, and that it taught me I was always in like survival mode. So I never had an opportunity to really think about what was really happening to me. It was just, okay, I'm pregnant. Okay, now I'm a mother. Now I'm responsible for someone else. Now this is my why to continue to be the best version of myself that I can be. You know what, Amanda? You know when it actually hit me, the impact of being a teen mom, just like really, really, because it was, I always had challenges, but I was always in it. Like, okay, here's a problem, I gotta solve it. Here's a problem, I gotta solve it. Never really fully thinking about emotionally how it impacts me. It wasn't until my grandbaby turned, not my daughter, my grandbaby turned 12. And I looked at her one day, I said, wait a minute. I was pregnant at that, like at that. It brought me to tears because, and not that I have regrets, but because I'm like, wow, like just my mindset, just where I was not fully developed, I believe, into myself. And here I am now, a mother, and having to immediately go into that. And so that actually put me on a journey of healing my inner child because I do believe that a sense of my innocence was lost, even though I don't in the same sense, because I still did teenage things. I still did because of my mindset. I was always just, and I honestly can't tell you where that like tenacity like comes from. And maybe it's the women in my family. It's a very matriarchal family that I come from. And I see women who are like, okay, we don't have the luxury to think about our feelings. We have to figure something out and we have to make it happen. And that's honestly how I navigated for a long time. I was really in survival mode. And it wasn't until like my late 30s where I had to learn, like, wait a minute, even, and it's a mindset, even when I had air quote arrived, career, job, all the things you check the boxes off. I still was in survival mode. And one day someone said to me, they was like, you know you're okay, right? I was like, what you mean? It was like, you still carry yourself in such a way as if you're still trying, like you're still struggling and you're not. But I was in that mode for so long. I didn't even recognize when I had come to a point in my life where I wasn't struggling, but just always in thriving. So I mean, just trying to survive. And so I had to shift from a surviving mindset to a thriving mindset.
Wow, and that is what you really try to teach in your financial career with others and their own finances and how they manage money. Do you want to talk about starting that business and how it's evolved?
Absolutely, absolutely. I'm the founder and CEO of Organized Chaos, where our motto is money made simple, freedom made possible. And that journey actually began many, many moons before I actually incorporated my business. While I was in college, I came up with Organized Chaos. Again, very oxymoronic, but very much my life. Like it looked chaotic from the outside looking in, but to me, it made sense. Like I understood the chaos because I had kind of like a built-in system. And so the journey of that from college, then we get into living the American dream. Again, the career, the car, the house, the husband, the 2.5 kids, and the dog, white picket fence. Like it, I was living the dream. And it wasn't until, you know, life started lifing, as the kids say. And that I realized that I was living paycheck to paycheck. Again, organized chaos, but I'm just wondering, like, man, there has to be more than this. There has to be more than life than this being a cog in this rat race wheel, not going anywhere, working to pay off bills, to work more, to go in debt. It was this round and round cycle. And it was during that time that I was like, man, I need to organize my finances. And I always tell my clients that financial freedom, independence, wellness, all these things, it creates a template for life because the habits that you have to adopt and implement into your life to become financially free, it shapes you into this person that you can use that template for many things in your life, relationship, health. You can apply these same goals and habits to. And so once I created a financial plan, I had to first shift my mindset. I had to go from a scarcity mindset to an abundance mindset, believing that, wow, I deserve more. I can have more. I don't have to be in debt. I was raised and taught that you're going to always have debt. And it wasn't until I met someone at my job, actually, and she said that she was debt free. And I laughed. I'm like, girl, that's not possible. And she was like, no, I am. And I was like, oh, again, mindset, possibilities. Why would I try to do something if I don't believe that it's possible? But once I realized the possibility of my mindset shift, I created a financial plan. In 3 years, I paid off $33,000 worth of debt, saved to invest. Fired my boss, started my business, Organized Chaos, and began traveling the world. Me starting my business and officially incorporating Organized Chaos during the pandemic was a way for me to share my passions with the world. Because in my travels, people were always asking me, well, how do you have the time and money to travel and do what you do? And I always unequivocally says, financial freedom. Financial freedom has given me time freedom. It has given me financial freedom. It has given me location freedom. And so I realized there was this need out there to share because we don't know what we don't know. And we're not taught financial literacy in school. And so it became my passion to tell everyone that would hear, like, oh my God, this thing called financial freedom, like it's possible. And you can literally change your family tree. You can set yourself up as well as your family, as well as your community to be better for this world that we live in. And so that became the driving force for me to have a legacy, but also to empower others to believe and see what the possibilities are in terms of getting your money and organizing your money to live the life that you deserve and a life by design, not a life where you're constantly reacting to what's happening to you, but a life that you say, hey, this is the life I want to live. We only have one life to live. And I do believe we should live this life to the fullest. We are spiritual beings having a human experience. And I think it's very important that we, really fully embrace that, embody that, and not be tired. Because most of us are working jobs we don't like, not because we want to, but because we feel like we have to because of this system of consumerism. And so that's where Organized Chaos really came to be. And then the book, as a result of that, just my experience and my journey, and people always asking me this. And I'm just like, wow, I want to help others and I want to increase financial literacy. I want to decrease the inequality wealth gap in America with race and gender. And so that became my mission. That became my thing that I'm just like on the bullhorn, like, you can do it. You can have this life. It's not just out there and someone else can achieve it. No, you can have it if you desire it.
That's awesome. You said so much good stuff in there that I would love to dissect it and talk to you all day. It was so awesome. One thing I want to repeat to our listener is just how financial freedom brings your freedom of your time and your location. And I think that if someone really thinks about that concept and lets it sink in, wow, it's just to know that your time can be yours and not always dedicated to somebody else is so, so liberating and wonderful, and it's possible. So to help get here, like what services do you provide, Coach Sapphire?
Yes, we provide coaching and mentoring for personal financing, also small business mentoring and business financing and leveraging business credit because, people have ideas and they think, oh, I need money to start a business. Yes, you need money, but it doesn't have to be your money. So I teach people the power of leveraging personal credit to get into business credit, as well as learning how to grow your money. Because one thing about me that I knew before was I knew how to make money. I knew how to hustle. I did not know how to manage money. I didn't know how to grow my money. So a part of our coaching program is to teach people how to learn how to grow their money. And that's where wealth comes into place. Financial freedom is really the first step. Getting rid of debt is really hard to build wealth when you're in debt. And I should differentiate good debt, bad debt. And Robert Kiyosaki says good debt is debt that makes you money. Bad debt is debt that makes you poor. And so shifting and also learning how to use that to grow your money, because that's how you buy back your time. Physically, we only can do so much when it comes to work. When you go to work, you're exchanging your time for money. If you don't work, you don't get paid. And so that's where the concept of like, oh, well, my money can work far harder, far longer than I ever could, especially when you add compound interest to that. So learning how to do that is really how you buy that time and passive income. And you hear people say making money while you sleep, because your money is working. And you can be on the beach, you could be, at the park with your kids. You can even take time out if you have a loved one that is sick and ill and need care. You can actually provide that. If you want to like uplift your community, now you have the time. You can volunteer, but it's very difficult to do that when you are not financially free. The ultimate goal of financial freedom, in my opinion, and living freely, which is the title of my book, is to be able to give freely. To me, that is the mountaintop. To give of your time, to give of your resources, to give for your legacy of whoever is watching and following you. That's ultimately the prize at the end of this, because most of us want to do so much, but people always say, well, I don't have time. Well, time is your most valuable asset. Financial freedom and wealth is not just about money. It's about living a life rich in purpose, passion, and possibilities. But oftentimes, we don't even have the time to even think about what that means for us, because we're constantly giving our time out and it doesn't necessarily have a return on it. Our time is limited. So we work with our clients to help them, and we come from a holistic approach to help our clients get into the mindset, create a financial plan, learn how to make their money work for them. And all these things are aligned, especially with investing. I'm a real estate investor as well, which is a component of a stream of income, but also learning how to make my money work for me. Because when I get these checks in the deposited, I wake up in the morning, like, oh, you got this deposit. Okay. I didn't have to go out and get that. It originally came from, okay, doing the work. Because I say real estate is passive-ish. You still have to do some work, but it can over time, especially you get that mailbox money or that old school now is being deposited. You can have money in the bank that you are making literally while you sleep.
Yeah, that's amazing to think about that. I mean, I read your book, Live Freely, Freedom to Work Wherever, Whenever, and there's such good advice in there, like life hacks and actionable advice that you can start today. And I would invite anyone who feels stuck in their financial situation to read it and try some of those ideas. Just try something new and just watch how, when you get a taste of how something can change, it's just kind of amazing to see where it can go from there. And that book is available on Amazon, correct?
Yes, and Sapphire Star with 2 R's dot com.
Ooh, Sapphire Star with 2 R's dot com. That's where you can find Sapphire to learn more about all these awesome services and knowledge she has. So let's get into your recently co-authored book, The Rising of the Phoenix, The
Yeah.
Journey from Trauma to Triumph. You want to tell us about that?
Absolutely, absolutely. The Rising of the Phoenix, I don't know if your audience or if you've read The Alchemist, but it was inspired by The Alchemist in the sense of it's a non-fictional story told through fictional characters. And so me and my co-author, Dr. Patty E. Mason, we developed these characters. My character is Maya, her character is Elizabeth, and we're telling our story through the characters. And both of these women are going through tremendous things in life. They've gone through challenges, they've gone through trauma, and they get to a point in their life where they kind of come at a crossroads and they're just feeling lost and just feeling deflated and defeated. And they decide independently, they decide to attend this woman's retreat. And it's at this woman's retreat where they meet each other and they have this exponential experience where they're like, wow, I'm not alone. Someone else has gone through some of the things that I have gone through. And it then empowers their journey. So it becomes a story of you're not alone, but also a story of healing and triumph and sisterhood. Like you can go fast alone, but we can go so much further together. And that's what you learn on the other side of these two seemingly random women, from different parts of the earth, and they come together by chance at this retreat, and their life is changed. And that's the overarching message is, again, sisterhood coming together, but also having tools to go through with when you are going through challenges alone, and that you're not alone. And we kind of delve into those things, telling their stories. But and I will say, Live Freely was my first book. And I do believe having financial freedom, it allowed me to buy back my time, but it also allowed me to have the time and ability to really reflect on my life and things that I've gone through. And be like, wow, sick. Because again, if you're constantly in this cycle of going, 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 you don't have time to really think about yourself and your next move and planning. So having financial freedom allowed me to just really have time to discover who I am, what I like, but also reflect on the things that I've been through and be way more transparent to have complete resolution about my experiences. Because some of my experiences I felt shame around. And so some of my stories I was very confident about sharing, like, yeah, I've overcame this, some not so much. And I this journey with this second book was very lethargic, and it was very therapeutic because it allowed me to open up more through this character. And one of the reasons we decided to create these fictional characters, so to speak, is we wanted the readers to be able to step into the shoes of these women. We didn't want them to feel like, oh, that's Sapphire's story or that's Dr. Patty's story. We want them, as they were reading this story, to be like, wow, I'm Maya. I'm Elizabeth. I've been through these things. So we wanted to kind of create the freedom for the readers to kind of step into the shoes of these characters without feeling like, oh, that's their story. We really wanted them to have the freedom to do that. So that's kind of how that came about. And the Rising of the Phoenix is like you go through the fire, but you come out triumphant. And your story, no matter what it is, good, bad, or indifferent, is your story. So be proud about your story, eat the good and bad, everything, because it shapes us and make us who we are. I don't know if I'll go back and change anything because the finished product, I wouldn't be who I am today. So, it's all about developing and becoming.
Yeah, wow. I love all of that so much. And Just, I know you're not done. I know you got so much more to do here on this life, but congratulations for everything you've gotten through so far and how you choose to still be that shining pillar for others. It's just, wow. I love talking to people like you. It's so important to make it part of normal life, you know? We have to show people this is possible. Oh, I
Yes,
love it.
absolutely, absolutely.
Let's move on and talk about your podcast with Kyle, Soul Shift Sessions. What do you want to tell us about that?
Wow, that's definitely a passion project. And it's a project of, I always say, stay ready so you don't have to get ready. But also,
Ah.
it's the product of when two people are living their lives on purpose and unapologetically, and they cross paths. And now the two of them create something that can empower and uplift someone else. And I say that because prior to meeting Kyle, June will be a year. So it hasn't been a year since we've known each other. But so June of last year, January of last year, I came across ne Lisa Nichols on, I forget, YouTube. I had heard of her before, but I came across her 5-day program, joined it, and then I decided to join her Ignite program. However, before I pulled the trigger to invest in myself, very, very important to invest in yourself, invest in your knowledge, invest in your education, not just, stock bonds, mutual funds, and real estate, invest in you. And I was on the fence because it was like, man, should I, shouldn't I? I don't really know. Do I really have the money? I went back and forth. But last year, I was like, you know what? This is my year of yes. This is my year of really investing in my personal development. And so I just took a leap of faith and I was like, I am going to do it. And I decided to do it. And then at the culmination of that program, we went to Speak and Write to Make Millions. And that's where I met Coach Cal. And it's so interesting because, again, he had to be on a journey to get to a yes to decide to come to the conference. And we crossed paths. And so our relationship developed from there. And he called me one day and he was like, you want to do a podcast? And I was like, yes.
Awesome.
Like, yes, didn't have to think about it because prior to meeting Coach Kyle, and I love at the beginning when you say fresh air, that reminds me, I am an NPR nerd. I used to listen to Fresh Air on NPR many moons ago before podcasts were even a thing. Talk radio was my thing. And so when podcasts came about, I was like, oh, that's such a great concept. I love that. I would love to do that. But I was very clear I did not want to do it alone. So I just threw my intentions out there, and that was that. So of course, when he called me, it may have seemed like it was random, but it wasn't. It was like, oh, someone to do it with. Perfect. You're the missing piece to the puzzle. And so we decided to create that platform to, again, have deep transformative conversations to help people shift their mindset to change their lives. You see, there's a common thread here of mindset, 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 mindset. And the rest is history. Rest is
Yeah.
history.
Wow. And it is so important about your mindset. So people can find soulshiftsessions.com. Is that where they can?
Yes, absolutely. You can find us
Awesome.
on YouTube or you can go to www.soulshiftsessions with an S.com.
Oh, awesome. Oh, so great. Thanks. And so we're about to end here, but I've got a couple more of our fun questions at the end. So, what do you like to do for fun, Sapphire?
Drum roll. Travel.
Travel.
Oh,
Oh, I wouldn't have guessed.
love to travel. Again, like I said, when I was a kid, I was such a tomboy and I would, go outside and climb trees and jump off houses and buildings with my boy cousins. And I feel like that desire is always there. Like the little girl in me is always there. And so that's what travel does. It's like, oh, exploring new things, seeing what's out there, experiencing new people. And so I absolutely love to travel. I've been to 25 different countries and I'm still going.
25. Nice. Oh, that's awesome. Thank you. So do you have any, you shared so much with us, but do you have any wise words that you would consider wise for us?
Sure. And this is borrowed. I am a huge fan of Jim Rohn. And one thing he talks about, he's a motivational speaker, and one thing he talks about is something that he learned from his mentor. And I absolutely love this. And he says, make a goal to make $1 million for what it will make of you to achieve it. Setting a goal that really stretches you, and that's the greatest value of a goal, is not necessarily what you get or what you do, but who you become as a result of it. I absolutely love that because I'm huge on goal setting, huge on SMART goals, huge on taking action, huge on making it happen, huge on change your thoughts, change your life. And so that just reinforced the things that I love and value about setting goals. But I do believe people have a tendency to think that, is that really going to change my life? Yes, it will.
Wow, that is profound. I love that. Thank you. Thank you so much for joining us today, Sapphire.
Thank you for
And
having me. Gosh, this went by
yeah.
fast. I'm like, wait, is
I
over?
get I mean, I'm good. You got anything else?
I could talk all day, clearly.
Well, I think you've shown our listener that you definitely are have bubbly authenticity. Yes, that's
I
awesome.
love that. I've never been described that way, and I absolutely love it. You're gonna hear
Oh,
me
God.
say this again. Watch. You'll be like, she done used that thing up.
Use it. It's you.
You
Oh.
so much. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you for everything that you do. Thank you for your
Aw.
passion, your purpose, and your drive, and you living your life on purpose. Thank you for that. Thank you. Because you're changing lives and changing the world. I love it.
Oh, thank you. That means so much. Wow, great. And thank you, dear listener. Till next time, shift your mindset to what's possible and see who you become on your way to get it. And be good to yourself. Ba 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 da 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 ba ba da ba do da da ba ba da 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 ba da 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 da.
Yeah.